Words drifted on the still morning air. The night is as clear as the day. The darkness and light are to thee both alike.
Caroline had woken at all hours. She'd stood eating crackers at the kitchen window in the middle of the night. Her days and nights had become indistinguishable, the comforting patterns of her life shattered once and for all. Nora Henry wiped at her eyes with a lace handkerchief. Caroline remembered her grip as she pushed one baby out and then the other, and the tears in her eyes then, too. This would destroy her, David Henry had declared. And what would it do if Caroline stepped forward now with the lost baby in her arms, if she interrupted this grief only to introduce so many others?
Thou hast set our misdeeds before thee and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
David Henry shifted his weight as the minister spoke. For the first time, Caroline understood in her body what she was about to do. Her throat closed and her breath grew short. The gravel seemed to press up through her shoes, and the group in the courtyard trembled in her sight, and she thought she might fall. Grave, Caroline thought, watching Nora's long legs bending so gracefully, kneeling suddenly in the mud. Wind caught at Nora's short veil, pulled at her pillbox hat.
For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Caroline watched the minister's hand. And when he spoke again, the words, though faint, seemed addressed not to Phoebe, but to herself, some kind of finality that could not be reversed.
We have committed her body to the elements, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless her and keep her. The Lord make his face to shine upon her and give her peace.
The voice paused. The wind moved in the trees, and Caroline pulled herself together, wiped her eyes with her handkerchief, and gave her head a swift shake. She turned and went to her car, where Phoebe was still sleeping, a wand of sunlight falling across her face. In every end, then, a beginning. Soon enough, she was turning the corner by the monument factory with its rows of tombstones headed for the interstate. How strange. Wasn't it a bad omen to have a gravestone factory marking the entrance to a city? But then she was beyond it all. And when she reached the split in the highway, she chose to go north to Cincinnati and then to Pittsburgh, following the Ohio River to the place where Dr. Henry had lived a part of his mysterious past. The other road, to Louisville and the home for the feeble-minded, disappeared in her rearview mirror. Caroline drove fast, feeling reckless, her heart filling with an excitement as bright as the day. Because really, what could ill omens matter now? After all, the child who rode beside her was, in the eyes of the world, already dead. And she, Caroline Gill, was vanishing from the face of the earth. A process that left her feeling light, then lighter, as if the car itself had begun to float high over the quiet fields of southern Ohio. All that sunny afternoon, traveling north and east, Caroline believed absolutely in the future. And why not? For if the worst had already happened to them in the eyes of the world, then surely, surely it was the worst that they left behind them now.